My audio boos are becoming quite serious lately, I've noticed. This is another one. Isn't it interesting how social media and instant online news... Now, bear in mind, this is coming from a very official news source that a lot of people believe, myself included, mostly, until I saw evidence of them spreading falseness today. I'm sure it wasn't their fault. I'm sure they got it from all the right sources and all the rest of this, and people have been given wrong information. It happens. I've believed things that aren't true before. I'm sure everybody has, when they've appeared in the news, right? Great. Awesome. Now, what sparked this today was an article I saw on BBC News about ISIS, the Islamic State for Iraq and Syria, who have taken over part of Iraq and Syria now. They, according to the UN, of all people, they had ordered all women aged between 11 and 46 to undergo female genital mutilation, or female circumcision, depending on what you want to call it. So, I then see a tweet from... I think her name is... I'm going to mispronounce this really badly, and I apologise. I think her name is Leila Fadel, who works for the Cairo Bureau of NPR. Now, NPR are another respected news agency. Bear in mind, I first saw the article about the FGM thing on the BBC. So NPR and the BBC, both reasonably unbiased, respectable news agencies. NPR say they can't corroborate the reports. They've heard from the UN, yes, apparently this FGM thing is happening, but they've spoken to people on the ground, people affiliated with ISIS. Of course, they'll have their own agenda, they'll say what they like. But also independent tribal leaders, independent people who live in the area. There has been no fatwa issued, which is apparently what had happened. There'd been a mass communication issued to all people that live in that area. So surely, if mass communication had been issued to all people that live in that area, people that live in that area would know about it, no? Apparently, everyone that's being spoken to about it in the ISIS territory does not know about it. The first they're hearing about it is this UN report. So either the UN is spreading false truths, or someone in Western media, or someone who has links with Western media is determined to spread falsities about ISIS, which is believable. Call me a conspiracy theorist all you like, but I firmly believe that in this day and age of social media, that propaganda is on the up on both sides of any political debate. Of any humanitarian crisis. Classic example of this is Israel and the Gaza situation right now. There's plenty of propaganda on both sides that isn't true. It's not so easy to work out what is and isn't true. You just have to go on what you hear. I'm sure I get suckered into quite a lot of it. I'm sure other people get suckered into quite a lot of it from both sides, not just from one side. I try and be as balanced as I can. I come up with my own points of view. But this ISIS thing, I saw this today and I'm thinking, how easy is it, if you have the right links with the right news agencies, to set up a hoax that a lot of people will fall for and will shock a lot of people? It's crazy simple. It's so scary how easy it is to do now. So scary. I just thought I'd bring that to people's attention because it just it shocked me. It shocked me how many people have bought into this hook, line and sinker. Yes. Anyway, I shall leave you to it. Take it easy.